Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Italy Serie A games for the 19th to the 21st of October 2024. What do we have in store, Moose?
We have got Como at home to Parma. Genoa takes on Bologna. AC Milan takes on Udinese. Lazio travels to Juventus. Top of the league, Napoli travels to Empoli. Lecce takes on Fiorentina. Venezia takes on Atalanta. Torino goes to Cagliari. Roma takes on Inter Milan. And finally, Verona takes on Monza.
You can also see the details for all of these games that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, along with fixtures from just about every other competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers.
Yeah, if you look in the description of this podcast episode, you'll find direct clickable links to all of the matches that we're about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Let's get straight into it. Como, yep. 14th, take on Parma, 15th. Should be a good one. Kicks off on Saturday, 19th of October, 2 p.m. UK time, that is. Go to our page on footballpredictions.net. You can find the voting for this game, the localized kickoff time, your odds, TV channels, predicted lineups, everything. Streaming services, one of which is Bet365. You can watch this game there. Use our bonus code if you're new to them. It's FP365. Couple of interesting teams, these. They're kind of showing signs of doing well and then dropping off a bit.
Yeah, it has to be said that Como, in their last game out, they had a really difficult one because they had to travel to Napoli, who, of course, are top of the league. And we didn't give Como many chances in that game. We said Napoli were going to win 3-0. They won 3-1. So, yeah, we're very close with our prediction call on that one for the correct score. But, yeah, prior to that, Como had actually picked up their first few wins of the season, a surprising 3-2 win at Atalanta. And then we predicted them at home to Verona. We said 2-1. It ended 3-2 to Como in that game. But again, we had the outcome and the goals correct for the other home game. So Como's actually only played two home games this season out of their seven games. They played five away from home. So you could still say that the way that they've gotten off to the start that they've come up to this season has actually been really good for a promoted team. So 8 points after seven games, they're sitting 14th, but they actually played five out of their seven away from home. In the only other home game this season, the first one in the Serie A, it ended with a 2-2 draw at home to Bologna, and we had 1-1, so a score draw. So both home games so far this season, we predicted the outcome and the goals for Como. So that's probably one to pay attention to. Like, when it comes to Parma actually started the season fairly well, because that's where they picked up their only win, and that was at home to AC Milan. But since then, they've actually fallen to three defeats and two draws. So just picked up 2 points in the last five matches, which is not great. Their most recent game was at Bologna, which ended 0-0. So they managed to dig it out for a draw. But yeah, prior to that, 3-2 home defeat to Cagliari, a 2-2 draw at Lecce, then a 3-2 home defeat to Udinese, and a 2-1 defeat at Napoli. But yeah, overall, Parma doesn't seem in a great shape. They had a little bit of momentum coming into the Serie A. They had a draw initially with Fiorentina and that win at AC Milan, but it does seem that Como is the team on top.
Yeah, and Parma haven't won away from home in the last seven league games, whereas Como are unbeaten in the last 10 league games at home. So that's kind of indicating where we think this one's going to go, yep. Even though they haven't beaten Parma in the last two matches, Como that is, but that's probably some time ago. We are looking at a 1-0 home win. I think Como will get over the line in that amazing stadium of theirs. And the odds of a 1-0 win, if you like a correct score, are 10, 9-1, that is. And under 2.5 goals is what we're going for here. That's our tip anyway. Odds pretty good there, actually, 2.2. So if they can keep that score down, which is what we think and hope they'll do, then that wouldn't be a bad one to look at. For a Como win, they're odds on. You can get them at 1.95 in the betting at the moment. So yeah, 1-0 we think it's going to be. Now, in terms of our poll, which you'll find on the page in the clickable link you'll find in the description of this podcast, 71% at the moment of people, you voters that is, think Como will get that win, and only 24% like Parma. And at the moment, no one thinks it will be a draw. So let's see if that one ends up like we expect it will. Next up, we've got Genoa, who take on Bologna. This one is also broadcast on a Bet365. And the game itself is on at Saturday, 19th of October, 2 p.m. UK time. Obviously, visit footballpredictions.net, and you can find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming channels, the poll, lineups, all that sort of stuff. It's on Bet365. If you're going to watch it, you can watch it there subscription free. Use our bonus code FP365. Now, not many wins happening between either of these two sides in the most recent history.
No, and in fact, I mean, Bologna already sit 13th. This is quite incredible. They've only lost one game all season, but they also only won one because they've drawn 5 out of their first 7 games in the Serie A. Last time out, not surprisingly, was a draw. It was against Parma at home. And in fact, the two other most recent home games in the Serie A, both against Atalanta, and in the Champions League against Shakhtar Donetsk, also ended in draws. If we look at Bologna away from home, though, their most recent away game, there was at Liverpool in the Champions League, and we did not give Bologna many chances in that one. We said Liverpool were going to win 3-0. They won 2-0. But then at Monza, we did say that Bologna were going to win, and that was their most recent game in the Serie A. We said 1-0. It ended 2-1, but again, we had the outcome there on Bologna. Prior to that, they played Como away, and we said 1-1. It ended 2-2. So we had it down for a score draw. So we predicted that draw. But yeah, like you said, Genoa, wow, not a great start to the season here in Serie A. They've so far played 7 games and have just 1 win. They've also conceded 15 goals. So that's the most any team in the Serie A so far has conceded at this stage in the league. So yeah, they have a very leaky defense, and it shows from the last couple of results. And we predicted this at Atalanta. We said 3-1 to Atalanta. Actually, Genoa ended up losing 5-1 in that game. And yeah, their most recent home game at home to Juventus, we said 1-0 Juve, but Juve actually ended up beating them 3-0. So yeah, it's not been looking good for Genoa of late. We have been predicting, we have gone quite a lot against Genoa in our predictions as well. And we do think that Bologna's probably just going to edge this one as well.
Yeah, and we think it's going to be low scoring in this game as well. It's two kind of not so good teams, but we think the home team is probably not going to make it over the line in this one. We are tipping an under 2.5 goals game. So if you like that, odds are 1.62 for that. But we do think on the balance of probabilities, it'll be Bologna who get the win. And odds of that, you get at 2.15. Regarding the correct score prediction, we think it'll be tight, like we said, maybe 1 or 2-0 to the away team. So we've gone for a 1-0 away win. And if you like the odds on that, they are 6.5 at the moment. If you look at the poll on our page for this, 58% of you voters believe Bologna will get the win. 19% only think that Genoa, the home team, will get over the line, with a 23-odd% margin of people looking at a draw, and most of those are 0-0 draws. So, yeah, which kind of goes in with our thinking of it could well be an under 2.5 goals game. But, yeah, go on our site, have a look at all the stats and everything, the predicted lineups, and then you can make up your own mind about what you think might happen in that game. Now, moving on to a slightly probably a bit more entertaining game, AC Milan, who was 6th, take on Udinese, who are 5th in the table. Yep. This one kicks off on Saturday, the 19th of October, 5 p.m. UK time, so 6 p.m. Weird time, really, for kickoff, isn't it? Sort of right at dinner time in Italy, that is. Go to footballpredictions.net on our page, and then you can find everything, the lineups, kickoff times, betting odds, and broadcast streaming options available into you in your area. Obviously, if you're outside of Italy and you can get Bet365, you can watch this live streamed. Use our bonus code FP365. AC Milan were doing pretty well, but they've not done well in the Champions League. And then they lost, didn't they, to Fiorentina?
Yeah, two defeats in the Champions League for AC Milan so far this season. That 1-0 defeat at Leverkusen. But then on home soil, like in the Serie A, on the back of three wins, actually, because they didn't have the greatest of starts to the season. They had that draw at home to Torino, a defeat at Parma, and then another draw at Lazio before they finally won their first game of the season, which we predicted against Venezia. We said 3-0, and AC Milan went on to win that game 4-0. And they then went on to beat Inter Milan in the Milan derby. So that was quite a result before we then predicted another peach. 3-0 at home to Lecce, and it ended 3-0 to AC Milan. Ooh. But yeah, at Fiorentina, they fell to the another defeat this, like the second defeat this season. They lost that game 2-1. So yeah, a bit of a mixed start, you could say, for AC Milan, especially when you combine their form with those defeats in the Champions League, two defeats that we did predict. Because we said that they were going to lose 2-1 at home to Liverpool. They lost 3-1. And we said Leverkusen were going to beat them 2-1. It ended 1-0. So yeah, overall, more defeats than wins so far this season for AC Milan. Udinese, on the other hand, last season was struggling at the bottom of Serie A, and actually until the very end were could have gone into the mix of relegation. So that's been a very solid start for them, sitting fifth with 4 wins from 7. And most recently, they beat Lecce at home in a game that we predicted the outcome. We said Udinese were going to win that game. We also said that Udinese were going to lose at home to Inter Milan. We said 3-1 to Inter, and it ended 3-2 to Inter. So again, outcome, both teams to score, and over 2.5 goals were correct in that one. In the Coppa d'Italia, this was probably a little bit of an easier prediction from our side, because Salernitana was playing in the Serie B, and we said Udinese were going to beat them. They beat them 3-1. We also said that Udinese in the game prior to that were going to Roma and would lose, and they lost 3-0 in that game. We said 3-1. So yeah, overall, I would say our predictions for both of these teams have looked very solid. But yeah, if we look at AC Milan in particular, almost down to the correct score, when we're looking at their home games, maybe a bit of an indicator here. AC Milan, it has to be said, they do like to score goals. They've scored the third most goals in the Serie A this season.
Yeah, indeed. They do concede the odd goal too. We've actually got, I mean, this is at the San Siro, so we expect AC Milan to win. You can only get odds of 1.38 if you just go for a win for AC Milan. So we're tipping here for the both teams to score. You could probably go for over 2.5 goals in this one, but we like both teams to score. 1.8 is the odds you can get for that if you that way inclined. And for a correct score prediction, 2-1 is what we have come up with for this one. Odds of 8.5 is what you can currently get for that. And if I just do a little vote on the site, 67% of us voters think that AC Milan will get the win. 20% Udinese, with a further 14% who like a draw, both split between score and 0-0 draw. But yeah, we think it would, if anything, would be a score draw if you looked at the end score. Now, betting on the win for Udinese, if you like an outside chance, 8.5 and 5 is the odds for a draw. But yeah, we think it'll be 2-1 at the San Siro. And yeah, we're sticking to our guns on that one. The next up game is Juventus sitting in third. This will be another cracker because they're playing Lazio, who are in fourth. Kicks off on Saturday, 19th of October, 7:45 in the evening, for UK time anyway. Go to our page on footballpredictions.net and you can see your localised kickoff time and odds and TV channels, lineups, etc. This one is live streamed on Bet365. You can watch it there subscription free. Join using our bonus code FP365. And yeah, it should be a cracker because I think neither of these teams have lost since, I think, Lazio, they got beaten, didn't they, away to Fiorentina back in mid to late September. So and I've played quite a few games, including Europa since then. Both teams not beaten since that point.
No, I mean, in fact, Juventus even has they've not lost all season. And furthermore, Juventus, if we look at their goal against, is quite incredible. Obviously, if we look apart from the Champions League, where they have the wins against PSV and Leipzig, in the Serie A, they've only conceded one goal so far this season out of the seven. That was in their most recent game at home to Cagliari. What's quite interesting about that is, for those who listen to the most recent podcast, is we actually have both teams to score in that game. And that might have surprised a few, because prior to that, the Juventus had not conceded a single goal all season in the Serie A. So why would they concede at home to Cagliari? Well, that's what happened. And it ended 1-1. In the Champions League, they then had the most recent win. That was a 3-2 win at Leipzig. Before that, they won 3-0 away to Genoa. We said 1-0, they won 3-0. They then played Napoli in that top of the table clash. And yeah, in that game, we actually went with no both teams to score on under 2.5 goals. We knew it was going to be a tight game. It ended 0-0. If we look at Lazio, we're looking at a team that's, yeah, like you mentioned, Gesty, they had that defeat at Fiorentina, which we predicted spot on, because we had Coric score 2-1 in that game. Prior to that, we had Lazio to beat Verona 2-0 at home. They won 2-1. But at the Dynamo Kiev, it was a 3-0 win. We said 1-0. So again, on the no both teams to score, Lazio to win. At Torino, we said both teams to score. Then the 3-2 to Lazio. And then Lazio went on to beat Nice 4-1. In the Europa League. And then most recently at home in the Serie A, 2-1 against Empoli, we said 3-1. So yeah, actually of the outcomes, when we look at Lazio, we predicted 5 out of the last 6 outcomes when it comes to the outcome of the matches. And very similar when we look at Juventus. So we think we have a fairly good feeling for this one.
Yeah. And just looking at Juventus, it's weird because they're without an actual home win in the last 3 matches in the league, but they're unbeaten at home in the last 11. So they have been very resilient at home, and it's all built on around defence, isn't it, with them? They've only seen, in the last 6, they've only seen 4 goals go past them. So, yeah, that's the way we look at Juventus, is they're a good, tough team to break down. And maybe Lazio will find that difficult here. When that's what we think is going to happen. We think Juventus will score, but just the one. So we've gone for a 1-0 home win. It's odds of 6.5 for a correct score prediction of 1-0. On our poll, 64% of people agree. I think Juventus will get the win. Only 17% Lazio, with the rest a draw. But our tip for this one actually is, because we think it'll be a low scorer, under 2.5 goals. You get odds of that at 1.67 at the moment. As a full-time result prediction, as we said, Juventus to win, the odds on that are 2.05. So, yeah, 1-0 to Juve at the Allianz Stadium. It's a good hunting ground for them, and we think they'll come away with the points, yeah. All 3 of them. Next up, we've got Empoli, who are 10th, who take on league leaders Napoli, who are obviously first. Kicks off on Sunday, 20th of October, 11:30 UK time in the morning. And go to our page on footballpredictions.net, and you can find your localized kickoff times, odds, TV channels, streaming services. You can watch this one again on Bet365 subscription free. Tune into them and watch this one, which should be an interesting game. And it's interesting because Empoli, even though they're 10th, they did lose their last game, but before that, they were on a run of not losing for quite some time. Whereas Napoli, they're on fire, aren't they?
Yeah, Napoli really is on fire. And like you mentioned with Empoli, if we start with the home team here, Empoli actually had a run of the first 6 games this season with no defeats, quite a few draws, and they didn't tend to score that many goals, which ultimately kind of did them in a little bit when they played at Lazio last time out. Actually, what we said was Lazio was going to beat Empoli. So we called Empoli's first defeat of the season. We said 3-1 to Lazio. It ended 2-1. So again, we had outcome, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals correct in that game. In Empoli's most recent home game, we actually went with an under and no both teams to score. And that ended 0-0 against Fiorentina. But yeah, overall, Empoli, just one defeat all season. But if we take the Coppa Italia out of the equation when we look at the most recent fixtures for Empoli, then you could also say they've only actually won one game out of their last five and scored just four goals in all season. Four goals in the last five, six goals all season in seven games. So they're actually scoring below a goal a game on average. When it comes to Napoli, this is going to be their first away game for a while. The most recent away game was at Juventus, where we said no both teams to score and under 2.5 goals, and it ended a 0-0 draw. So that was a good point. Prior to that, the other home game, just before the Juve, was the Cagliari. Napoli beat Cagliari 4-0. We said 1-0 Napoli, but again, we had the outcome and no both teams to score. Most recent game for Napoli, or games, were at home. And like we covered Como earlier in the podcast, they beat Como 3-1 most recently before the international break. We said 3-0, but they ended up beating Como 3-1, which is fine because we said Napoli and over 2.5 goals. Prior to that, a 2-0 home win against Monza. And what did we say? We said 2-0 Napoli. So that was a great prediction from our side. We had correct score on that one as well. And then in the Coppa d'Italia, not surprisingly, they beat Palermo quite convincingly 5-0. We had Napoli on the outcome and over 2.5 goals in that one. So yeah, two teams where actually our predictions most recently or of late have been very solid. So it'll be interesting to see how this one goes down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, looking at Napoli, it's they're very tight as well. Like in the last game we were looking at, they've only conceded two goals in the last six league games, and they've scored 16 in those games. So yeah, they've been very, very good at the back.
Yeah.
But, you know, coming up against Empoli don't like to lose. They've only lost one game in the entire season themselves in Serie A. So, yeah, we're expecting it to be close and tight. We don't think Napoli will probably get a lot of goals in this one, but we do think they will come away with a win away from home. We think it'll be 1-0. So a 1-0 to the away team. Six is the odds you can get that, 5-1 or six in decimal. And just looking at our poll, which you can take part in on the site, 72% of people also like an away win for Napoli. That's a hell of a lot. Only 7% think Empoli will come away with the home win. But yeah, we think it'll be close. So it is a difficult one. But so if you like something a bit different than just a win, under 2.5 goals is what we are tipping for this. Odds of that are 1.73. So that's pretty good. But yeah, if you want to just go for a Napoli away win, you can get odds of 1.67 as well. Should be a cracker. Yeah. We'll see.
Definitely.
If Napoli can break them down and get that goal. But yeah, should be low scorer. Next up, we've got Lecce, who are 17th, who take on Fiorentina in 11th place. Kicks off on Sunday, the 20th of October, 2 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. in Italy. For this game, footballpredictions.net. Go on our website, look at the page for this game, and you can see your local kickoff time, the local betting odds, and lineups, and the poll stats, and your viewing options. If you're outside of Italy, again, you can watch this live streamed on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And Lecce, they are down in 17th. They haven't had a win since August, the very beginning of the season, and not looking so great. But on the other hand, Fiorentina haven't lost a game since they got beaten by Atalanta, which we did predict back in mid-September. So,
yeah,
heading in the direction of Fiorentina, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the only defeat this season, Fiorentina. They actually started the season with three draws, and then they had that defeat at Atalanta. And at that point, you're thinking, when is the Fiorentina season going to start? Well, we did predict when it was going to start, because that was at home to Lazio on the 22nd of September, where we said Fiorentina were going to win 2-1, and they won 2-1 in that game against Lazio. They then went on to get a point at Empoli, which was a 0-0 draw. But again, we said no both teams to score and under in that game. And then, not surprisingly, they beat the New Saints from Wales in the Conference League. They beat them 2-0. We said Fiorentina going to win that game. And then, of course, most recently, they beat AC Milan 2-1 at home. So actually, all of a sudden, Fiorentina's season has kind of turned around, gone from no wins in the first four matches to all of a sudden, you could say, well, it's just one defeat from seven now, and they've won two out of the last three in the Serie A. Now, away from home, has to be said that Fiorentina are yet to win, but they may eye an opportunity against Lecce, because like you said, Lecce has just slowly been sliding towards the bottom three after that win, and then two draws against Torino and Parma. They had that win against Cagliari, which we called because we said that Lecce were going to win 1-0 in that game. And what did they do? They went on to win 1-0 in that game. But the most recent games in the Serie A ended in defeats at Udinese and AC Milan. We said at AC Milan they were going to lose 3-0. They lost 3-0. At Udinese, we also said they were going to lose, and they lost 1-0 in that game. In between, probably not good for confidence, because in the Coppa d'Italia, they lost at home to Sassuolo from Serie B, so that was not a great result. They lost 2-0 in that game, and although we did say under 2.5 and no both teams to score, probably not the direction of the outcome that we thought it was going to be. So yeah, overall, a team that's sliding down towards the relegation zone against Fiorentina side that is actually just 1 point off AC Milan now in sixth, even though they're down in 11th. So they are eyeing the top six here.
Yeah, and this won't be easy, we don't think, for Fiorentina. This Lecce would be really looking to, at home, they'll be wanting to get a win for their supporters, and they might find that it's a good opportunity for them. We think again, so therefore we think it'll be a close game. We do think Fiorentina will get the win. They are our favourites to win this one, but yeah, we're going for an under 2.5 goals game in this one as well. Odds of that you can get at 1.8 at the moment. I can see that on Bet365, which seems to be the best of all the odds I can see here at the minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fiorentina to win is what we've gone for. Odds of that are 2.3. So they're not a lot massive favourites or anything like that to win away. But yeah, Lecce kind of sliding down, aren't they? They're not in a good trend. Fiorentina are in a good trend. I mean, they beat AC Milan, Fiorentina, that was a good win. So yeah, we believe they will carry on here and get the win. They should do. Correct score, we think, is going to be 1-0 to Fiorentina. Odds of that you can get at the moment at 8, which is the best here I can see, odds of 8. And yeah, in our poll, people who think that Fiorentina will win is 75% of voters, only 8% Lecce. That kind of lines up with what we're saying, but we do think it will be a lot closer than those voters suggest. But yeah, we think Fiorentina should be able to get over the line in a 1-0 win. Next up, we've got Venezia, bottom of the table in 20th, versus Atalanta, who are 8th. This one kicks off on Sunday, 20th of October, 2 p.m. kickoff, UK time, that is. Go to footballpredictions.net and look on the page for this. You'll find it in the description of this podcast. You'll find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming options available to you, lineups, all that kind of stuff, all stats. And yeah, you can watch this one on Bet365 as well. Live stream it. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch that subscription free. And Venezia, they did get a win, didn't they? They had their win against Genoa. Yep. A few weeks back, and well, nearly a month back actually, but it's only been a few games since that time, or a couple of games since that time. But yeah, they're back on the losing streak, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's nothing that we didn't predict, because we did predict the last two away matches, and actually spot on. When they were at Verona last time out, we said they were going to lose 2-1, and guess what? They lost 2-1 at Verona. Bing. And prior to that, we said they were going to lose 2-0 at Roma. They lost 2-1. So yeah, the outcome, but yeah, most recently we had the correct score as well. And actually, if we just cap off their most recent away games, they had that 4-0 defeat at AC Milan, where we said 3-0. At home, they did get that win against Genoa. That was their most recent and only win of the season. Yeah. Prior to that, the other home game against Torino ended with a 1-0 defeat, which we also said was going to end in a 1-0 defeat, because we had the correct score on that one. So yeah, overall on Venezia, we've been looking quite good on our predictions. Now, Atalanta has been a little bit unpredictable. They started the season with a 4-0 win at Lecce, but they then went on to lose 2-1 at Torino and 4-0 at Inter Milan. A few mixed results in the Champions League, although fairly good. They had a 0-0 draw at home to Arsenal. We knew that was going to be a tight game. We said it was going to be under 2.5 goals, and no, both teams have gone in at 0-0. Then they had a shock home defeat to Como. However, ever since that Como defeat, they've not lost. They went to pick up a point at Bologna before beating Shakhtar Donetsk 3-0 away in the Champions League. And then most recently, and we called this because we said 3-1 against Genoa in the most recent home game. They beat Genoa 5-1. So that was the most recent game in the Serie A. But yeah, overall, a bit of a mixed bag for Atalanta, who do like to score goals, but also likes to concede goals.
Yeah, they've got an average, Atalanta, in their last six games of 3.5 goals a match. So pretty high, which means usually often both teams do score as well. So that's what we're going for in this one. Both teams score prediction. Odds of 1.75 are available for that as it stands at the moment. We believe it'll be an Atalanta win. Full-time result, Atalanta to win. Odds of that, 1.62. If you looked at a correct score prediction, which is what we're going for here, of 2-1 to the away team, you can get odds of 8.5 at the moment. In our poll, 67% of you voters, this is independent of what we say on the site, you can vote on the site, 67% of you in the poll say Atalanta to win, and only 19% Venezia home win, with the other 15-odd% looking at a draw. And yeah, we think it'll be a 2-1 away win. Hopefully we can get another correct score to add to the ever-growing collection of ones that we've been amassing for these teams. Next, we've got Cagliari, 16th, who take on Torino up in 7th. This kicks off on Sunday, the 20th of October, 5 p.m. UK time kickoff. On the page for this match on footballpredictions.net, you can find the lineups, the local kickoff time, the betting odds, the broadcast streaming options, and everything like that, all the stats. You can watch this one on Bet365. It's available there. Use it, our bonus code FP365, and watch it subscription free. Yeah, Torino were doing well, and then they've hit a bit of a bump in the road, haven't they?
Yeah, it's almost like that home defeat in the Coppa Italia to Empoli. Empoli at the time, who was actually doing okay or pretty well in the Serie A, went to Torino and beat them 2-1. But yeah, then ever since he struggled at home to, but you have played some good teams, it has to be said, some of the most scoring teams as well in the Serie A, because they then fell to a 3-2 home defeat to Lazio and a 3-2 defeat at Inter Milan. We did say that they were going to lose last time on the previous podcast. We did say they were going to lose that game at Inter Milan. We said 3-1, they ended up losing 3-2. But yeah, Torino now three defeats in a row, and they're going into a tricky game against Cagliari, who again is who has actually dug themselves out of the relegation zone with a away win to Parma. And then they got a very solid point at Juventus in a game where we said, for some reason, we said that they were going to score in that game against the, and that was the first and only goal that Juventus has conceded all season. Yeah, we had both teams to score, and it ended 1-1. So actually, a tale of two stories here that seems to have changed around the last Coppa Italia round, because Cagliari, prior to the win against Cremonese in the Coppa Italia, had three defeats in a row. But yeah, now not lost in the last three. So it'll be a very interesting contest.
It will indeed. Yeah, this one will be an interesting game. And the bookies actually think it'll be very close. I was looking at if Cagliari to win, 2.8 odds. Torino to win, 2.7 odds. So like, there's nothing in it there. And it kind of tells you what we're thinking a little bit as well, which is a draw. Odds of 3.1 you can get on the draw. But picking a draw is a little bit tricky in terms of, you know, it could go either way. So we've opted for our tip being both teams to score. And odds of that is less, obviously, but still pretty okay. 1.8. So actually both teams to score is odds on as a thing to happen. So let's hope that happens. Yeah, 1-1 is what we like. Correct score, 1-1. And the odds for a 1-1 draw are 6 or 5-1. So still pretty low for a correct score prediction. But anyway, have a look at, go to our site, have a look at the predicted lineups and see how you think it will end. But yeah, we're going for a draw, and the both teams to score, I think, will be something interesting for that one. Next, we've got Roma in ninth, who take on Inter Milan, who are up in second. This one is a match that starts at 7:45 on Sunday, UK time, PM that is, on the 20th of October. And go to our page on footballpredictions.net to see all the stats, lineups, the local kickoff time, local betting odds, and viewing options, of which one of those is Bet365. You can live stream it, and it's available there, like all the other Serie A games outside of Italy. You can use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And Roma have kind of stumbled a little bit in their last game against Monza, but Inter Milan have started picking up again.
Yes, that very disappointing home defeat to AC Milan in the Milan derby. They've then picked up three wins from the last three, which actually includes some tricky games, because it was an away win at Udinese. That game, we did predict them to bounce back straight away. We said Inter Milan was going to go to Udinese and beat them 3-1, and it ended 3-2. Then in the Champions League, they played Red Star Belgrade at home, and we said we were going to win quite convincingly. We said 3-0, it ended 4-0 to Inter Milan. And then most recently, at home to Torino, who again, I know they lost the game prior to that because they lost at home to Lazio, but Torino by no means is an easy opponent this season. We said 3-1, it ended 3-2 to Inter Milan. So actually, 2-3-2 wins in the Serie A where we predicted 3-1 of the last two games. But yeah, they have got their season solidly back on track. They're only 2 points behind Napoli in first. So yeah, they're well and truly in it. They are also the most scoring team in the Serie A together with Atalanta with 16 goals. So it's definitely a team that likes to score goals. Now, Roma, it's a bit more mixed, especially if we include the Europa League, because that 1-1 draw at Monza is what it is, but to lose 1-0 at Elfsborg in Sweden, probably not the greatest of results for Roma. So they haven't got off to a good start there in the Europa League. However, at home in the Serie A, it has to be said that the two most recent home games have ended in wins. 2-1 against Venezia, which you would probably expect, because Venezia obviously sits bottom with only 4 points so far this season. But they also actually beat Udinese 3-0 at home. We said they were going to win that one 3-1, but they ended up winning 3-0. So yeah, Roma at home is going to be a really, really tricky test for Inter Milan.
Yeah, Roma at home, you'd think they'd score a goal, but we think they'll probably be outgunned as well. So we have gone for both teams to score prediction for this one. Odds you can get on that, 1.67 at the moment. Like I said, we think Inter Milan will get over the line. Odds of that, they are odds on favourites actually. 1.85 Inter Milan to win. And a correct score prediction, we think, for the away team, 2-1. Odds there you can get of 8.5. Now, looking at the other odds, just interestingly, Roma 4.2 to win, draw 3.7. But yeah, we're going for a victory for Inter Milan, and we think it'll be a good close game. But and Roma will score, but just won't be one if they get one, just shouldn't be enough. 68% of you on our poll, which you can go to on the page for this, find the page in our clickable links, or just go to the website footballpredictions.net. 68% like Inter Milan to win. Only 24 for a Roma home win, with the remaining 8-odd% going for a draw. So yeah, we think that's probably a fairly good prediction that Inter Milan should just be able to pick up the points in this one.
Yeah.
Next, we've got Hellas Verona, 12th, taking on Monza, way down in 19th. This one is a Monday game. It's on the 21st of October at 7:45 UK time, PM. Go to footballpredictions.net to the webpage for this game. Find it in the description, and you'll find all the stats, the lineups, the local kickoff time, the betting odds, and local broadcast streaming options available. Again, you can watch this one as well on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 and watch it subscription free. kind of mixed bag for both these teams, but Hellas Verona did get a win. And we
they
predicted
did
it.
Indeed. Hellas Verona, they picked up a 2-1 win most recently against the bottom of the league, Venezia. And what did we say? We said they were going to win that 1-2-1. So Verona got another win for the season. They've got now 3 in total. They won 3 and lost 4. It's the only team in the Serie A, famous last words, only team so far this season in the Serie A not to draw. But apart from that, it was a very mixed bag of results for Verona going into this game. In fact, it lost 4 out of the previous 5 going into that one against Venezia. So really, it was a bit of a must-win game for Verona to start to turn their season around. Because apart from this 2-1 win, they won at the very first match of the season against Napoli, which now seems like a crazy result because they beat Napoli 3-0 in that game. And then the first away game of the season went to Genoa and beat them 2-0. But yeah, if we look at some of the results and predictions, like I said, we had the correct score last time out. And in the most recent away game at Como, we said that Como were going to beat Verona. They beat them 3-2. We said 2-1. The home game prior to Venezia, we had both teams to score against Torino, and it ended 3-2 to Torino. Monza, wow, they cannot be happy with the start they've made so far this season. They're yet to record a win, and so far sitting with 4 points from 7 games, and like I said, no wins. They've scored just 5 goals as well, so they're really struggling for goals. However, they did pick up a point most recently against Roma, in an under 2.5 game, set under 2.5 goals in that game. It ended 1-1. At Napoli, they lost 2-0 in the most recent away game. And what did we say? We said 2-0 to Napoli. They did have a win in the Coppa Italia. But yeah, apart from this, it's been a very bad start to the season for Monza. They do have a few draws in there, to be fair, which also includes Inter Milan and Fiorentina in games where we had both teams to score. But yeah, overall, it's not looking good for Monza.
No, and unsurprisingly, we've gone for a Hellas Verona win at home. We think they should be able to do this one. I know Monza are looking for their first win of the season, but we don't think they'll get it here. We've gone for a correct score prediction of 1-0, and the odds of that at the moment are 7 or 6-1. If you did want to look at some other markets, under 2.5 goals is what we like here. 1.62 are the odds you can get for that. And if you just like a straight Hellas Verona win, you can get odds of 2.3. So pretty good, actually, compared to what you think they might be. If you did just out of interest like a Monza win, 3.5 are the odds you can get for that, and a 3.13 odds for a draw. So yeah, bookies are kind of split a little bit on that. But yeah, it could be tight, but we think it'll be a home win. 1-0 is what we have decided to go for on this one. Yep. So, okay, if you're going to watch any of these matches that we mentioned, they're all broadcast on Bet365. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. And do make use of our bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account with them.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you can see links to the fixtures we've just been discussing, or simply head to footballpredictions.net. That way you can have a look at the online sources to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
Of course, we also produce these football podcasts across several competitions, as well as this one, and you can hear them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net. or from where you access your favorite podcasts. It's even on YouTube. Thanks all for listening. And until the next one, it is...
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.